This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
Good morning. It is 8:06, 6 minutes after 8 o'clock at WCHL. 75 degrees in Chapel Hill, so already warmed up a couple of degrees this morning. It's going to be a hot, muggy day. High today about 88 degrees. Mostly cloudy, 50-50 chance of showers and thunderstorms. Tonight, partly cloudy with a 40% chance of rain continuing. Low about 70. And then tomorrow, pretty much the same. High about 90. Still 40% chance of rain all the way through tomorrow night. And then Wednesday and Wednesday night as well. On Thursday, an even bigger chance of rain with a high in the middle 80s, but a 70% chance of rain coming up later on in the week. Nearly 675 people have been arrested so far in the weekly Moral Monday demonstrations in Raleigh against a Republican-led North Carolina General Assembly. Heading into the 10th Moral Monday today, protesters will likely be even more exasperated due to the Senate passing House Bill 695 last week. The legislation requires tighter abortion restrictions in our state, which opponents say drastically diminishes a woman's reproductive freedom. The bill, which was pushed through the Senate in less than 24 hours with very little public notice, returns to the House for a final vote tomorrow morning. Now, a sidelight of this, a challenger of the Moral Monday protests, Francis DeLuca, who's president of the conservative think tank group, the Civitas Institute, recently published an article asserting that the civil disobedience leader and NAACP state chapter president, Reverend William Barber, is profiting from the protest. The headline, which appeared on the Civitas website, reads, quote, William Barber rakes in taxpayer dollars, leads moral, no, it is money Mondays. Barber fired back and denied the claim, saying that DeLuca was desperate to do something to rally their shrinking army and divert attention away from the issues the NAACP has been fighting against. You can read his full response on our website, chapelboro.com. Adding another twist in the plot, ministers active in the Moral Monday protest have called off behind-the-scenes talks with Republican legislators, saying one lawmaker broke their agreement when he disclosed the discussions. The Charlotte Observer reported that Republican Senator Jeff Tart of Cornelius quietly initiated talks to try and find common ground between protesters and the General Assembly. A group of 10 lawmakers and about a dozen ministers met twice. Tart then talked about the secret meetings to a reporter after being asked his opinion of the weekly protests. 8 ministers responded by signing a statement saying they're ending the talks because Tart broke the agreed-upon condition to keep them under wraps. Moral Monday is set for 5 o'clock today on the lawn of Halifax Mall, right across from the General Assembly. The filing period for the 2013 municipal elections opened at 12 noon on Friday, but already some familiar faces have come forward to run for office. Mark Kleinsmith is seeking his third term as mayor of Chapel Hill. Town council member Sally Green has also filed to run for re-election. Green served 2 terms as a council member before she stepped away from public office for a year. In January, she returned to the council when she was appointed to fill Penny Rich's vacant seat. Educator Maria Palmer and Southern Village resident Gary Kahn have also applied for that vacancy. They're each making another bid for office by putting their names in the hat to run for a council seat. In Carborough, Alderwoman Lily Lavelle has filed to run for mayor. She made her plans known right away after current Mayor Mark Chilton announced that he would not be seeking another term. Alderwomen Randy Haven O'Donnell and Jacqueline Gist also signed on to run for re-election. Haven O'Donnell was first elected in 2005. Gist has served on the board since 1989. James Barrett is the first member of the Chapel Hill Carborough City School Board to file to run. He was elected to a 2-year term in 2011. In Hillsboro, Tom Stevens has filed to run for his 5th term as mayor, while newcomer Jen Weaver is the first to file for a seat in the Hillsboro Town Board. To read comments from some of those who've filed, you can view this story on our website, chapelboro.com. Throughout the filing period, we'll be profiling all of the applicants here on WCHL. The filing period runs through July 19th. Many more candidates are expected to be entering the races, with a slew of incumbents in Chapel Hill, Carborough, Hillsboro, and on the school board who have already announced that they won't seek re-election. There are sure to be some new faces on each board come November. Chapel Hill, Carborough City school leaders are still waiting on a final state budget before they can sign off on next year's spending plan. The school board will meet tonight in a special session to discuss the district's budget plans in light of proposed state funding cuts. Last month, county commissioners agreed to increase school funding and raise the Chapel Hill Carborough City District tax to generate more revenue for the school system. But both the House and state budget proposals call for cuts to funding for teachers' assistance, leaving school administrators struggling to trim the local budget to fill in the gaps. The school board will consider new proposals to delay technology upgrades. They will hold off on adding a new class for children with special needs and forego a one-time bonus to staff members, and we'll talk about all of that tonight. However, not all the proposals are spending cuts. The board will consider allocating additional funding to the dual language program and the Blue Ribbon Mentor Advocate program, as well as possibly charging a fee for driver's ed. While the school board plans to adopt a final budget on July 18th, that could be delayed if lawmakers are still haggling over the state budget later this month. The school board meets at 7 o'clock tonight at the Lincoln Center on South Merritt Mill Road. In late June, doctors at UNC Center for Heart and Vascular Care began the first in the state to treat patients with a high risk of stroke due to atrial fibrillation with a new non-invasive procedure. Atrial fibrillation, which affects between 5 and 6 million Americans, is a condition where the heart's upper chambers quiver instead of beat, leading to blood clots, which can then cause stroke. Dr. Paul Mounsey, director of cardiac electrophysiology at UNC, says atrial fibrillation is the most commonly identified cause of stroke here in the United States.
Typically, to prevent stroke, you use blood-thinning medications, but fully a quarter of patients can't take blood-thinning medications because they've got a bleeding risk or a fall risk.
In an area of the heart known as the left atrial appendage, 90% of clots accumulate in patients with atrial fibrillation. Mounsey and another UNC doctor, Dr. Eugene Chung, closed off the appendage with a small lasso that was inserted through the vein. By comparison, individuals who have atrial fibrillation are five times more likely to have a stroke if they've not had this procedure.
This is something that cardiac surgeons have been doing for probably 30 years, but through a fairly large incision through the chest wall, which is obviously painful and is much more of an operation.
The two patients treated by Dr. Mounsey and Dr. Chung returned home just 2 days after the procedure, compared to the many days of hospitalization that Mounsey says can accompany the older method of closing off the left atrial appendage.
You're breathing with some of the breathing muscles damaged, and that makes it quite an unpleasant recovery.
The same procedure is available in hospitals in Virginia and Georgia. 1789 is the newest business incubator to open here in Chapel Hill. It's geared toward Carolina students and recent graduates with the goal of supporting the area's entrepreneurial ecosystem. Following in the footsteps of Launch Chapel Hill, it will act as a feeder to its predecessor. Young entrepreneurs are already moving into the space with innovative ideas in the works. WCHL's Rachel Nash took a trip to 1789 to check out the space and the creative minds behind it.
We really want to be able to create impact on the entrepreneurial community in the Triangle. We think we're filling a pretty big niche here. Obviously, you know, with Launch being for later stage companies, we're really trying to focus on encouraging entrepreneurship among students and young people who may have never thought of themselves as entrepreneurs before.
That's UNC alum Aaron Scarborough. He's played a key role in getting 1789, one of the coolest office spaces in Chapel Hill, up and running. It's located above Four Corners and is complete with conference tables, a kitchen, sitting areas, and private phone booths. For times when venturers want a creative break, there's also a ping pong table and arcade game machines. Scarborough explains it took a lot of work to get 1789 ready for business.
The floor was dirty and grimy, the walls were dirty, the windows were broken out, we had bars over the windows, so it was an absolute wreck. Then over the course of about 2 or 3 months, we did a great job of renovating it, and it's just an awesome space now.
1789 also has one of the best views in town, with wide open windows looking onto Franklin Street.
The idea behind 1789 was that this would be a space for people to come and just work on an idea. We didn't want people closed off in their own little office spaces. We definitely wanted ideas to be able to be thrown around and people to interact with each other.
After overseeing the renovation process, Scarborough then transitioned into an administrative role. He says local businessman and philanthropist Jim Kitchen had the vision for 1789 and was also heavily involved in Launch Chapel Hill. After just a few months, 1789 is currently home to 8 business ventures, from fair trade clothing makers to video production specialists.
So it's been really exciting to see it really transform from an unconstructed space into a working venture lab.
That's Chapel Hill native Mary Elizabeth Lovelace. She worked closely with Scarborough to open 1789. Lovelace graduated from the University of Richmond. She didn't have access to a program like this during her college years, so she enjoys seeing the Venturists take advantage of her great opportunity. She explains that all a student needs to get involved with 1789 is a viable idea and a willingness to take risks.
It's really exciting to see students get fired up about it and, you know, come in here and talk about their ideas and the possibilities that, you know, are within those ideas.
Senior Kaylee Izzard is an entrepreneurship minor at UNC and is interning with 1789.
I've always had a passion for entrepreneurship, and I always thought, you know, maybe I'll start my own business. But then I came here and realized I love managing and helping people who have business ideas and turn that into something real.
For more information about 1789 and how to apply for the program, you can read this article on our website, chapelboro.com. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. This traffic report is brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving the best tasting fountain drinks in town, made with 100% filtered water, served at 34 degrees with that great chewy ice, and no matter how big, they're only 79 cents and guaranteed to taste great. Cruisers, good to go. Now with your morning traffic on WCHL, once again, here is Ran Northam.
Thank you very much, Ron. I-40, 15501, and NC-54 still moving smoothly this morning. Another delay out on the Durham Freeway right now, just past the I-40 interchange. We're seeing a delay on the Durham Freeway northbound for about a mile or two, so be on the lookout there if you're traveling in that direction. Give yourself a little bit of extra time to travel. No accidents reported at this time, just a delay this morning. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, be sure to give us a call, and you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. 919-967-8363 is the number to call. You can also tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
Thanks very much for all your hard work back in the newsroom, not just taking a look at traffic, but all the other stuff you're doing back
there. Glad to do it.
All right, we'll talk to you again.
Thank you.
A little while. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough Weather is brought to you by Five Guys Burgers and Fries. You know, nothing beats Five Guys hand-formed patties of fresh ground beef piled high with any or all of 15 free toppings, plus their fresh-cut Idaho fries. Delicious. Five Guys in Meadowmont Village. 76 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Mostly cloudy, 50-50 chance of showers and or thunderstorms this morning. High today in the upper 80s. Chance of rain, of course, in the afternoon as well. Tonight, partly cloudy, 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Low tonight, about 70. Tomorrow and tomorrow night, 40% chance of rain. High tomorrow, 90. Low tomorrow night, about 72. Then on Wednesday, more of the same. 40% chance of rain. High in the upper 80s. Low on Wednesday night, 72. Thursday, even more of a chance of rain, 70% chance. Showers and or thunderstorms, high in the middle 80s on Thursday. So we're not getting away from it, not anytime soon.
This is Larry Fedora, and you're listening to the WCHL Morning News on 97.9 FM. Chapel Hill Carborough's News, Talk, and Tar Heel Station. Now, here's Ron Stutz.
News around town this morning. Orange County Asset Management Services announces contractors will start drilling and installing geothermal wells on July 15th. That is 1 week from today. The wells are being installed in the vicinity of the Farmers Market Pavilion and District Attorney Building in Hillsborough. The geothermal systems aim to produce an energy reduction of 30-40% for the Orange County Jail, Historic Courthouse, District Attorney's Building, and Court Street Annex. The drilling is estimated to take around 90 to 120 days, resulting in the Saturday Farmers Market relocating to the parking lot in front of the Sheriff's Department on East Margaret Lane. During various times through the drilling, parking near the Market Pavilion will be impacted. Free parking spaces will be available in the parking garage behind Weaver Street Market. And tonight, from 6 until 9 o'clock, Vimla's Curry Blossom Cafe, downtown on West Franklin Street, is hosting a special event called Martha's Day to benefit the Compass Center for Women and Families. Tonight's event also includes music by the Mahalo Jazz Trio. It's free for everybody, but they're accepting donations for the Compass Center. All you have to do is go to dinner, and you can contribute to a good cause. You can get tickets all day long, either at Vimla's or right here at WCHL. Stop by our studios throughout the day, starting at 9 o'clock this morning, and get your tickets. We're in McClamrock Hall at Billcom Center, just off Weaver Dairy Road, across the street from the Timberline Shopping Center. And come out to support the Compass Center tonight from 6 until 9 p.m. at Vimla's Curry Blossom Cafe, 431 West Franklin Street. Good morning. It is 8:21, 21 minutes after 8 o'clock at WCHL. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports. Good morning. I'm Ron Stutz. Although undrafted in last month's Major League Baseball draft, Chris Munnally will still be making the move to the pro ranks. Signing with the Houston Astros last week, the UNC standout pitcher says he's really excited about continuing his baseball career. According to his hometown newspaper, the Winston-Salem Journal, Munnally reported the Astros' spring training site last Thursday and will likely begin his minor league stint with Houston's rookie league team in the Gulf Coast League. Munnally says he knows his life in the professional ranks will be a grind, especially to get where he wants to be, the big show. The entrance into the upper divisions of baseball comes just a couple of weeks after Munnally put the wraps on a stellar college career when his Tar Heels exited the College World Series. He posted a 17-7 career record, including an unblemished 6-0 mark in 2013 for the Tar Heels. There will be plenty of Chapel Hill flavor in and around the Astros organization to make Munnally feel comfortable in his transition, as Houston selected Tar Heels Kent Emanuel and Brian Holberton in June's draft. Even though his future in pro baseball is uncertain, Munnally says he's relishing the opportunity he has. To read comments from the former Tar Heel pitcher, you can view his story on our website at chapelboro.com. The NBA's Orlando Summer League commenced on Sunday, and a couple of UNC basketball standouts are featured. Both John Henson and Reggie Bullock are participating in the 10-team week-long event that includes round-robin games and a championship day. Bullock is representing the Los Angeles Clippers, while John Henson is with the Milwaukee Bucks in Summer League action. Former Tar Heel Larry Drew II signed as an undrafted free agent. He's playing for the NBA champion Miami Heat Summer League team. Other former ACC players who are being seen in the Orlando Summer League include Duke's Mason Plumlee, his brother Miles Plumlee, Austin Rivers, and Nolan Smith. From North Carolina State, C.J. Leslie and Lorenzo Brown. And Miami's Duran Scott and Kenny Kaji. Former Clemson standout James Mays and former Virginia Tech star Eric Green are also playing. The games are being contested on the practice court for the Orlando Magic at the Amway Center in Orlando. In addition to the Orlando Summer League, the NBA will also conduct a Summer League in Las Vegas, with the remaining teams participating. The Las Vegas League will run from July 12th through 22nd and will follow a similar format to Orlando's. Well, now, but right before we go to Art Chancy with today's Sports Notebook, let's check in with Rand Northam, who has a traffic update for you.
Well, a WCHL road warrior called in on 40 eastbound. There is stop traffic, maybe a slow roll there, but mostly stopped. It's east of exit 274, and our WCHL road warrior experienced it near the new pedestrian bridge that is taking forever, by the way. So if you can take Jordan Lake, possibly, and bypass that area, as he said that that is probably your best bet right now because it is stopped traffic. So this is why we announce our Road Warrior number every morning. We appreciate it every morning, every day, throughout the day. We can't be everywhere, but you are, and that's why we appreciate your calls at 919-967-8363 for our Road Warriors. But again, that's 40 eastbound, stopped traffic just east of exit 274 near the new pedestrian bridge on I-40 eastbound.
Speaking of the new pedestrian bridge, that has got to be the weirdest looking thing from the highway I've seen.
That's it is, and when strange. They first put it up, they had it over on the side, and they had it, you know, parallel to the you know, I-40 before they moved it into place. And so, you know, that whole project, I've just kind of been looking at it like, what are you
what
doing?
In the world?
Now it's making a little more sense. But, yeah, it's a different one, for sure. We were actually looking at an apartment complex in the area recently, and they were saying that it was supposed to be finished, apparently, by the 1st of July, I think.
Oh, well,
and
congratulations now on that.
Yeah. Now they're saying the 1st of August, or, you know, at least some of that time, because it was an apartment complex that connects, you know, from that complex over to South Point. And they're pretty bummed that it's not there yet.
So. Well, as long as it keeps raining like it's been, I mean, no telling how long it'll take them.
No kidding.
Might be ready by 2020. Who knows?
Well, it'll be ready at the same time Weaver Dairy is.
I'll bet you to be ready before Weber Dairy's finished. Hey, thanks a lot.
All right, your money's going to win on that one.
8:25, 25 minutes after 8 o'clock, WCHL, good morning.
Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
All the controversy over the All-Star game is silly, except for one serious point. This is Archansky with Monday Sports Notebook. Talk radio has been buzzing the last month over Tuesday night's Major League All-Star game at Citi Field in New York. Should the Dodgers' Yusel Puig be put on the National League team because he's been tearing it up his first month up in the bigs? Why does there have to be at least one player from every team represented in the All-Star game? What is this, Little League, where everyone must play at least one inning? Should the fans vote on what is a popularity contest dominated by the big market teams? Yada, yada, and more yada. But there is one controversy that's legit, and it's really gaining traction after what first looked like a good idea to revitalize the All-Star game. The winner earns home field advantage for his league in the World Series. Upon further review, as they like to say, that's a terrible idea. Just think it through beyond Commissioner Buck Selig's rationale that they needed to keep the All-Star game from a meaningless exhibition headed for the NFL Pro Bowl status. Yes, that game was getting ridiculous, including the one in Milwaukee back in 2002 that ended in a 7-7 tie when both teams ran out of pitchers. Certainly that was an embarrassment to the national pastime itself, or the managers who didn't want to waste the arms of the pitchers they did use. The very next year, Selig convinced owners that the Summer Classic had to mean something and came away with the home field advantage in the World Series for the victorious league. Sure, the game is more solemn now, as it should be, and both teams do play harder. But still, at the end, the best players are not on the field, and an error by the shortstop on the worst team in baseball could cost the eventual best team in the league the all-important seventh game. What if Cincinnati or Pittsburgh or Boston wins 110 games, crushes its division, and rolls through the playoffs with the best record in baseball, and then has to start the World Series at the home of a team that sneaked into the playoffs, got hot, and made it with 90 wins? Is that fair? And it could happen and cost the team the World Series, because some ballparks create a tremendous home field advantage. So keep the home run derby and all the other pomp, and put whoever on the field you want based on whatever criteria you want. But home field in the World Series is sacred and should go to the team left standing with the better record over 162 games. This is Archansky. See ya.
I moved here a few years ago and discovered UNC Family Medicine. I love that the doctors are up to date on the latest medical developments. I love the easy parking. And most of all, I love that my husband and my kids also go to UNC Family Medicine. The reassurance of knowing they are available by email or by phone, plus the knowledge they are among the best family medicine departments in the country, means I have peace of mind about our health care.
Find out more at uncfamilymedicine.org. UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
Trust. In the dry cleaning business, trust is what you expect. Hi, this is Brenda Honeycutt. And for more than three decades, our family-owned and operated business has been earning the trust of our loyal customers. I invite you to find out why so many Chapel Hill families trust their everyday and hard-to-handle items with us. Plaza Dry Cleaners on Elliott Road and the Whole Foods Shopping Center. Plaza Dry Cleaners. Improve your image. Come clean with us.
Now at AT&T, come in and get half off the newest smartphones. You know, the good stuff. When you trade in your current smartphone and sign a qualifying two-year agreement. So you can get the HTC One 32GB, Samsung Galaxy S4 16GB, and even the BlackBerry Q10 for $99.99. Until now, you probably figured you'd seen it all. And then when you're looking the other way, AT&T announces that they've got the latest, greatest smartphones for $99.99 each when you use your trade-in value. Now from AT&T, rethink possible.
AT&T, the nation's fastest 4G LTE network. AT&T reminds you to never text and drive. It can wait.
Limited time offer. Select locations in-store only. Subject to change. Purchase smartphone for $199.99 with two-year agreement with minimum monthly voice and data plan and receive $100 instant savings with qualified trade-in 3 years or newer. Early termination and other fees and terms apply. Visit the store for offer details. Limited 4G LTE availability. Claim based on a comparison of U.S. national carriers' average 4G LTE download speed for Android and Windows smartphones and iPhone 5.
This is only a test. This is a test of the emergency alert system on 97.9 FM WCHL. This is only a test. 97.9 FM WCHL Chapel Hill is a member of the Emergency Alert System. This concludes this test of the Emergency Alert System. Everything apparently working okay this morning. It is 8:30 at WCHL. Time to take a look at your Chapel Hill Carpenter weather. It's not good. 76 degrees in Chapel Hill. 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms this morning. And really all day, chance of rain. High today in the upper 80s. Tonight we're looking at partly cloudy skies. Still 40% chance of rain. And the low about 70. And then tomorrow, more of the same. Exactly the same, except a couple of degrees warmer. High tomorrow, about 90.
Ron Stutz in the morning. Progressive talk all day. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett. Just moments before that South Korean jet crashed onto a San Francisco airport runway.
A call from one of the crew members to increase speed was made approximately 7 seconds prior to impact.
That's Deborah Herzman, the head of the National Transportation Safety Board. The flight came in too slowly, was too low. It broke apart on landing. CBS's Begad Shaban with more on the captain.
He was currently in the process of training on this different type of aircraft. They say he only logged 43 hours as part of that training, and this was, in fact, his very first time landing that aircraft.
Two dead, 180 hurt from the crash landing, CBS's John Blackstone says, as the probe continues.
NTSB investigators are looking at a piece of equipment called the glide slope indicator that helps pilots judge their altitude on landing. It has been turned off for several weeks here during construction at the airport.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
You're listening to 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, back to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
Good morning. It is 8:32, 28 minutes until 9 o'clock at WCHL. 76 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, 75 in Carborough, also 76 degrees in Hillsboro this morning. A cloudy day, 50-50 chance of rain all day, maybe some showers and maybe even a thunderstorm before lunchtime. Nearly 675 people have been arrested so far in the weekly Moral Monday protests against the Republican-led North Carolina General Assembly. Heading into the 10th Moral Monday today, protesters will likely be even more exasperated due to the Senate passing House Bill 695 last week. The legislation requires tighter abortion restrictions in the state, which opponents say drastically diminishes a woman's reproductive freedom. That bill, which was pushed through the Senate in less than 24 hours with little public notice, returns to the House for a final vote tomorrow morning. Moral Monday is set for 5 p.m. on the lawn of Halifax Mall across from the General Assembly. We have a variety of stories on Moral Mondays. Our Rachel Nash has been following this and has been at Moral Monday each week and has filed reports each week. You will hear not only those reports, but we have a variety of interviews with the newsmakers in regards to Moral Monday, some of our local elected officials and others who've been going there. So go to our website, chapelboro.com, and bring yourself up to date. And don't forget, Moral Monday is 5 p.m. today. We will have a further report for you tomorrow morning right here on WCHL. The filing period for the 2013 municipal elections opened at 12 noon on Friday, and already some familiar faces have come forward to run for office. Mark Kleinsman is seeking his third term as mayor of Chapel Hill. Town Council member Sally Green has also filed to run for re-election. Green served two terms as a council member before stepping away from public office for a year. In January, she returned to the council when she was appointed to fill Penny Rich's vacant seat. Maria Palmer and Gary Kahn also applied for that vacancy. They're each making another bid for office by putting their names in the hat to run for a council seat. In Carborough, Alderwoman Lydia Lavelle has already filed to run for mayor. She made her plans known after current Mayor Mark Chilton announced he would not be seeking another term as mayor. Alderwomen Randy Haven O'Donnell and Jacqueline Gist also signed on to run for re-election. Haven O'Donnell was first elected in 2005. Gist is a real veteran of Carborough politics. She served on the Board of Aldermen since 1989. James Barrett is the first Chapel Hill Carborough City School Board member to file to run. He was elected to a two-year term in 2011. In Hillsboro, Tom Stevens has filed to run again for mayor. That would be his fifth term. Newcomer Jen Weaver is the first to file for a seat in the Hillsborough Town Board. You can read comments from some of those who filed. You can view this story on our website, chapelborough.com. Throughout the filing period, we'll be profiling all of the applicants here on WCHL. The filing period runs through the 19th of July. Many more candidates are expected to be entering the race. With a slew of incumbents in Chapel Hill, Carrboro, Hillsborough, and the school board who announced that they will not be seeking re-election, there will be some new faces on each board come November. Chapel Hill, Carrboro school leaders are still waiting on a final state budget before signing off on next year's spending plan. The school board will meet tonight in a special session to discuss the district's budget plans in light of proposed state funding cuts. Last month, county commissioners agreed to increase school funding and raise the Chapel Hill, Carrboro district tax to generate more revenue for the school system. But both the House and the state budget proposals call for cuts to funding for teachers' assistance, leaving school administrators struggling to trim the local budget to fill in the gaps. The school board will consider new proposals to delay technology upgrades, hold off on adding a new class for children with special needs, and forgo a one-time bonus to staff members. However, not all the proposals are spending cuts. The board will consider allocating additional funding to the dual language program and the Blue Ribbon Mentor Advocate Program, as well as possibly charging a fee for driver's education. While the school board plans to adopt a final budget July 18th, that could be delayed if legislators in Raleigh are still haggling over the state budget later this month. The school board meets at 7 o'clock tonight at the Lincoln Center on South Merritt Mill Road. 1789 is the newest business incubator to open in Chapel Hill. It's geared toward Carolina students and recent UNC grads with the goal of supporting the area's entrepreneurial ecosystem. Following the footsteps of Launch Chapel Hill, which has gotten off to a successful start, it will act as a feeder to its predecessor. Young entrepreneurs are already moving into the space with innovative ideas in the works. WCHL's Rachel Nash took a trip over to 1789 to check out the space and the minds behind it.
We really want to be able to create impact on the entrepreneurial community in the Triangle. We think we're filling a pretty big niche here. Obviously, you know, with Launch being for later stage companies, we're really trying to focus on encouraging entrepreneurship among students and young people who may have never thought of themselves as entrepreneurs before.
That's UNC alum Aaron Scarborough. He's played a key role in getting 1789, one of the coolest office spaces in Chapel Hill, up and running. It's located above Four Corners and is complete with conference tables, a kitchen, sitting areas, and private phone booths. For times when venturists want a creative break, there's also a ping pong table and arcade game machines. Scarborough explains it took a lot of work to get 1789 ready for business.
The floor was dirty and grimy, the walls were dirty, the windows were broken out, we had bars over the windows, so it was an absolute wreck. Then over the course of about 2 or 3 months, we did a great job of renovating it, and it's just an awesome space now.
1789 also has one of the best views in town, with wide open windows looking onto Franklin Street.
The idea behind 1789 was that this would be a space for people to come and just work on an idea. We didn't want people closed off in their own little office spaces. We definitely wanted ideas to be able to be thrown around and people to interact with each other.
After overseeing the renovation process, Scarborough then transitioned into an administrative role. He says local businessman and philanthropist Jim Kitchen had the vision for 1789 and was also heavily involved in Launch Chapel Hill. After just a few months, 1789 is currently home to 8 business ventures, from fair trade clothing makers to video production specialists.
So it's been really exciting to see it really transform from an unconstructed space into a working venture lab.
That's Chapel Hill native Mary Elizabeth Lovelace. She worked closely with Scarborough to open 1789. Lovelace graduated from the University of Richmond. She didn't have access to a program like this during her college years, so she enjoys seeing the venturists take advantage of her great opportunity. She explains that all a student needs to get involved with 1789 is a viable idea and a willingness to take risks.
It's really exciting to see students get fired up about it and, you know, come in here and talk about their ideas and the possibilities that, you know, are within those ideas.
Senior Kaylee Izzard is an entrepreneurship minor at UNC and is interning with 1789.
I've always had a passion for entrepreneurship, and I always thought, you know, maybe I'll start my own business. But then I came here and realized I love managing and helping people who have business ideas and turn that into something real.
For more information about 1789 and how to apply for the program, you can read this article on our website, chapelboro.com. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Good morning. It is 8:40, 20 minutes until 9 o'clock at WCHL. Today's commentary is on the way from Beth Posner. Very powerful commentary. She says she will give your daughters a ride if you will agree to give her daughters a ride. She will explain all coming up on WCHL.
And now it's time for the professionals. Local service, daily insights.
We're speaking with Stephen Lair of Homestead Senior Care.
When people think about Homestead Senior Care, I want them to think these people are part of the solution. These people are local. They're doing their best to help. It's a big issue that we're facing with aging in this country and in this community. We're bound and determined that we're going to make a difference here.
If someone wants to find out more about Homestead Senior Care, what's the first step they should take?
Well, you can go to homeinstead.com. Our local website has got a ton of different resources and links to our blog and the different things that we're talking about and are a part of in the community. That's the first way. Or you can call us up at 919-933-3300, and we'd love to plug you into what we're doing here in the local community.
They always say that if you don't want to work, find something you're really passionate about, that you really enjoy doing, and then you never have to work a day in your life. That seems to fit you as well as anybody I know.
That's right. It sounds very familiar. That's the advice my dad gave me. He said, find something you love doing, and then figure out how to make a living at it. And as long as you never get those two things confused, you'll be a happy man. And that's where I found myself. We love what we do. We love being able to tell our families and our friends at the end of the day that we made a difference. And that's the biggest part of Homestead Senior Care, is we want to make a difference. We talked about that before, about this sense of community that Chapel Hill seems to possess. And that's what Homestead works to be a part of. We want to be a part of this community. We want to help enrich the community, whether or not it's through education and through getting information out there about what people are struggling with, Alzheimer's and Parkinson's and so many different things that are affecting all of us, or providing actual service to help alleviate some of those problems. But either way, we want to be a part of the solution, and we want to feel like at the end of the day we made a difference in Chapel Hill.
Our job is to keep people independent and living life on their own terms as long as possible. And we do any number of things, but the goal is to keep people living life on their own terms.
This has been The Professionals on WCHL, local service, daily insights.
It's just as important as a good cup of coffee. Start your day with the only radio station that brings you local news about local people right here in our local community. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, once again, here's Ron Stutz.
Good morning. It is 8:43, 17 minutes until 9 o'clock at WCHL. Are you constantly on the go but want to keep up with all the latest news and entertainment in Chapel Hill and Carborough? Then it's time you downloaded the new Chapelboro 2.0 iPhone app. All your favorite news, sports columns, scenes around town, photo galleries, and, of course, streaming WCHL live at the palm of your hand on your iPhone. Visit chapelboro.com to follow the instructions to install the app today. It's very easy.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Beth Posner. Sign me up to drive your daughters out of state or to Asheville if they need abortions. And promise that you'll take mine. If they need one, if they want one, if they feel like they can't come to talk to me about it. Pretty soon they won't be able to go to Planned Parenthood in Chapel Hill. They may need a ride. And if they can't come to me, let it be one of you. And I will do the same for yours. I was at the legislature on July 3rd with approximately 600 other protesters to be a witness to the erosion of women's reproductive freedom. This anti-choice bill will effectively close down almost every abortion clinic in the state. Why was I there? Why were any of us there to see the inevitable? We were there to be witnesses, but many of us have personal stories. I have my grandmother's story of her illegal abortion. She was married with two babies when she discovered she was pregnant again. Her mother encouraged her to have an abortion, fearing that her family's finances, her marriage, her babies, and her body could not handle this pregnancy. She had a back alley abortion, came home, and nearly bled to death before she went to the hospital. My grandmother lived to be 90. She was a public school teacher, raised three children, had seven grandchildren, and lived to see six of her great-grandchildren. Among us, there are lawyers, rabbis, teachers, business executives, and professors. None of us would have been possible had she died from her truly unsafe abortion. The lack of safe choices nearly killed her. I have three daughters. I was at the legislature on July 3rd in part because of my grandmother's story, but also because I wanted to be with the 600 other people who will drive my daughters to wherever they need to go if they ever need to go there. It was good to see your faces in the crowd. This is Beth Posner.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL. What you're saying on the street, presented by ISIS IT. What you're saying on the street.
I'm Michael Papich. Starting this month, the interest rates on new federal student loans are doubling. We hit the streets to find out what you think.
Barbara Holka, and I live in Chapel Hill. It's a tough problem, and I think it's more difficult than just the student loan rates, and that is how you're going to finance education and pay for it.
Kathy Church, Collettsville. I don't think their rates should double because they're trying to go to school to better themselves to get a good education. I think they should actually give them a break.
Martha Lewis and Pittsboro. I think that's absolutely terrible and will slow down students' ability to make a life and use their education.
Maria Noblet, and I live in Chapel Hill. I've spent my whole life in higher education, and I've seen the number of defaults on students who were granted financial aid, so I don't think this is going to bode well for the students who are looking to enter college even as early as this fall. I think it's really going to be a deterrent.
What do you think about federal student loan rates doubling?
Rose McDavid, Chapel Hill. I think it's criminal. The Republican House should never have let this go by.
Vetus Bankitis, and I have a residence here in Chapel Hill. I think this is just a bad idea. It's a step back in the investment in our future, and this one makes no sense.
My name is Bob McCloy, Pittsburgh. The way they've ballooned in the last few years, I don't know what the answer is. Because if you graduate with $40,000-$50,000, I don't know how you're ever going to pay it back. So I think it's unfortunate that the rates have to double. On the other hand, the only way to do something about it is to be subsidizing students more.
Gwen Tilly, and I live in Durham. Certainly anything that increases is not a good thing for anyone in this day and time, so I don't think that would be a very good thing. It would be very harmful to students, and maybe even keep some out of school that really need to be here at the university.
That's what you're saying on the street. On 97.9 FM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. What you're saying on the street, presented by ISIS IT. Managed IT solutions to fit your needs. Find out how they can save you money at igotfixed.com.
I'm going to ask you a question, and I want you to think about it. Is there anything better than a lobster dinner? Fresh, tender, succulent lobster? For lobster lovers everywhere, the answer is obvious. No. Now imagine your delicious fresh Maine lobster served with a side of perfectly whipped mashed potatoes and the world's best hush puppies. You deserve a lobster. And here's the good news. Your lobster dinner is waiting for you at Squid's tonight.
Squid's Restaurant and Oyster Bar. And don't forget, lobsters are on special every Monday night.
Time for a quiz. What Chapel Hill group is investing in our local environment by buying carbon offsets, planting new trees, and ensuring toxic elements don't get into our water supply? And what Chapel Hill group generously donates to hundreds of local social causes every day of every week of every year? The answer? Chapel Hill's business community. Surprised? You shouldn't be. Local business owners understand that commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship equals community. Commerce Plus in Chapel Hill. Find out more at opentobusiness.biz.
There's nothing better than the refreshing taste of a Cruiser's ice-cold fountain drink. I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace. At Cruiser's, we use 100% filtered water for the highest quality fountain drinks and serve them at an ice-cold 34 degrees for only 79 cents. So grab your favorite drink with their chewy ice and add a flavor shot like cherry or lemon lime at most Cruiser's locations. You'll taste the difference. We guarantee it.
Cruiser's. Good to go.
Good morning. It is 8:49, 11 minutes ahead of 9 o'clock at WCHL. Time now for traffic on WCHL, brought to you by Southern Rail, an eclectic mix of restaurant, a station bar and beer garden, and the Tiger Room. Southern Rail in the heart of downtown Carborough. Well, things have been moving along fairly smoothly this morning. Rand Northam's been keeping a close eye on the morning traffic, but right now no serious problems. Some delays out on I-40 this morning. But other than that, everything is fairly smooth. If you spot anything serious, any serious delays or any accidents, anytime during the day, you can call us in the newsroom, 919-967-8363. You can tweet us at WCHL. Do it safely, though, and get in touch. We'll pass along the word to everybody else. Right now, everything is okay. WCHL's Chapel Hill Cover of Weather, brought to you by Glass Half Full, the friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop right in the heart of downtown Carrboro. Good food, fine wine, and lots of fun. Online at glasshalffullcarrboro.com. It is 76 degrees in Chapel Hill, mostly cloudy, 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms this morning. Our high today, about 88 degrees. It's kind of a muggy day. Tonight, more of the same, partly cloudy, 40% chance of rain, low of 70. Tomorrow, partly sunny, still 40% chance of rain. We could get some rain in the morning. And then, of course, the usual chance of showers and or thunderstorms in the afternoon tomorrow. Our high temperature tomorrow, about 90. Tomorrow night, more of the same, 40% chance of rain, low 72. On Wednesday, mostly cloudy, chance of rain, high in the upper 80s. Wednesday night, more of the same, lows in the low 70s. Thursday, even bigger chance of rain, 70%. Our high temperature in the middle 80s. Then, if you're wondering about Friday and Friday night, showers and thunderstorms likely. 60% chance of rain, high in the low 80s, lows in the upper 60s. The weather is not going to change all week long. Does not look good if you don't like rain. We've got a big chance of it all week.
Extra savings on thousands of gorgeous rings next weekend at Diamonds Direct Crabtree. Don't miss this. July 19th through 21st. Special pricing on every ring in the store. Yes, every ring. All wedding rings. All engagement rings. All eternity bands. On sale. Plus an amazing collection of designer rings being flown in from New York. Stackable rings. Colored gemstone rings. All on sale. It's Diamonds Direct's ultimate ring event. Best values of the year on bling for your finger. Next weekend only. July 19th through 21st. Only at Diamonds Direct Crabtree on Glenwood across from Fleming.
The Orange County 4-H Cooperative Extension is accepting registration for its annual Summer Sizzle Camp. Activities are Monday through Friday from 7:45 a.m. to 5:45 p.m. from June 17th to July 19th. Parents can register for camp on a weekly basis. The program offers action-packed activities for rising 6th, 7th, and 8th graders. Each week includes outdoor activities and field trips. For more information, call 919-245-2056. That's 919-245-2056.
Orthopedic injuries can make even the smallest movements difficult. That's why UNC Orthopedics has made it even easier to get the care you need. Many of our services are located in a convenient facility on Highway 54 in Chapel Hill. The same exceptional care is available in sports medicine, total joints, bone health, orthopedic prompt care, and our fragility fracture program. For information, visit uncortho.org.
Bring the kids, welcome your neighbors, and leave the work week behind. Hi, this is Michelle at the Carolina Inn inviting you to join us for Fridays on the Front Porch every Friday starting at 5 p.m. Fridays on the Front Porch provides the perfect atmosphere for kicking back, relaxing, and getting a jump start on the weekend. Enjoy great food, live music, and fun times under the shady oaks and magnolia trees. There's no cover charge and no reservations to attend. For more information, visit carolinainn.com.
Hi, this is Freddie Kiger, and you're listening to WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz, North Carolina Association of Broadcasters Personality of the Year.
Well, okay. Thank you, Freddie. Thanks very much. Hey, Freddie, we'll be back tomorrow morning with another trivia question. We always do it at about 10 minutes until 7 o'clock in the morning, Monday through Friday. And tomorrow, this happens to be Rock and Roll Tuesday, so you never know what the question's going to be. But Rock and Roll Tuesday coming your way on WCHL with Freddie Kiger and me. Hey, listen, Wayne Pond earlier today came up with a great word. Love this word. What is the word of the day? It begins with a C. Rather unusual word, and I don't think I've ever heard it before. You may have. But call me and tell me the word, spell it correctly, and define it. And if you can do all that, if you're the first to do so, then you get a $10 gift card to Cruisers. Your number to call right now, 919-929-WCHL.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
The town of Chapel Hill's July 4th celebration and other special events are coordinated by Wes Tillman. Just so you'll know, I talked to Butch Kazaya. He said, everything runs smoothly when Wes does it. After it's over, he may look like he's been in a prize fight, but everything went really well.
When we put this event together for the July 4th, it's really a combination of certainly the work that we do here in Parks and Recreation, but also the work at the university and working with those folks at UNC Athletics and UNC Public Safety. And then, of course, our Chapel Hill Fire Department and our Landscape Division over at Parks and Recreation. We all kind of pitch in and have key roles that we play to make this event happen. Because we're using that beautiful stadium over at Kingdon, it's a ready-made venue for an event like this. And because we have that infrastructure, that big, nice stadium in place, we just need to make sure we're all in the right place at the right time. Got good communications going, and we just click it off and kind of make it happen. But it really is a fun event to do.
Wes Tillman is today's WCHL hometown hero. The 4th of July was a blast.
It is kind of an orchestrated effort. There's a pretty defined plan, but, you know, it is, I guess, a role that I play that I enjoy doing, although, you know, it never hurts to have a curveball or two thrown at you and see how well you can ad-lib when you have to. And I have to tell you that you were there right by my side all night Thursday, making sure that we looked like we really knew what we were doing.
I know that you love Chapel Hill, and that's why you get so much enjoyment out of your job.
Yeah, you know, Ron, Chapel Hill is a very special place to me. I'm a native to this area. My parents and grandparents both grew up in this area. But Chapel Hill is just a really neat place to be. It's obviously the village atmosphere. It's a very progressive community. It's a community that shares and enjoys that community spirit. And it's a community that you learn to enjoy serving and celebrating July 4th and reactions that we get from up to 30,000 people in the crowd and the many kind comments that we get from everyone following an event like this. It really just makes all the hard work and the necessary details all worth it.
Wes, now that that's over, what do you like to do in your spare time?
You know, Ron, I've got a couple of things. I love to find water anywhere I can and enjoy maybe a little surfing or kayaking. Here in Chapel Hill, I've learned to enjoy some mountain biking and some other things, but I've just enjoyed downtime, family. Obviously, I have a son that's 20 years old and enjoy spending some time with him as well.
Well, if it's water you're searching for, we've had enough of that around here in the last few weeks. Well, Wes, thank you for doing what you do. It helps Chapel Hill celebrate the way it should.
Thanks so very much.
Wes Tillman, the town of Chapel Hill, today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
You know, we had a great word of the day today, and I thank you for all the phone calls. Got a whole bunch of phone calls. I was not able to get to them all. But if you called in and didn't get a response, I apologize for that. But so many people calling in. And I was talking to the winner, who happens to be Florine Funk of Chapel Hill. The word is calithump. Calithump. C-A-L-L-I-T-H-U-M-P. It means a noisy, boisterous celebration or parade. And it can mean a mock serenade with pots and pans and that sort of thing. Calithump. That's the word of the day. It's all brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. And our winner gets a $10 gift card to Cruisers. Wayne Pond will have another word for you tomorrow morning. Again, congratulations to Florine Funk.
You know, getting older isn't easy. Chronic pain, balance issues, driving after dark. These are the challenges seniors face every day. At Home Instead Senior Care, we understand these battles and why they're so important to you. We're not babysitters or maids, nurses or taxi drivers. We are caregivers, dedicated to helping you maintain your independence. At Home Instead Senior Care, we know the battles you're facing. Call us at 919-933-3300 and find out why at Home Instead Senior Care, to us, it's personal.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Ladybags SS. It's half off, $60 for a gardening tote and tool set, available now for $30. Find a good companion for your green thumb with this large garden tote and tool set from Ladybags. The tote comes with a digging trowel, a planting trowel, and a garden cultivator, which can be securely stored in the pockets and is made with durable polyester canvas and a stain-resistant interior. It's half off from Ladybags SF. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech, offering affordable and accessible quality education throughout Orange and Durham counties. Visit durhamtech.edu and click on Continuing Education.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather. Well, let me just say that if you're looking for something different, it's probably not going to happen. The weather brought to you by Grimble Jewelers. If you need an engagement ring or that custom piece you've been dreaming of, Grimble Jewelers is there for you. Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler, Grimble's in the Village Plaza, next to Whole Foods. Well, it's going to be mostly cloudy again today. 50-50 chance of showers and thunderstorms this morning. A chance of rain in the afternoon as well. High today in the upper 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy. 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Low about 70. Weather's going to be like this every day this week. Big chance of rain every day, so get ready for it.
Ron Stutz in the morning. Progressive talk all day. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 9 o'clock.
Add it up for yourself. Commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship equals our community.